This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell today concluded consultations with senior Chinese leaders in Beijing. Powell met with outgoing Chinese President Jiang Zemin and also with the man slated to take over the presidency next month, Hu Jintao. Before leaving for Seoul, South Korea, Powell told reporters that the Chinese government is interested in doing what it can to resolve the standoff with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. North Korea also is on the agenda for Powell's talks in Seoul. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The goal of Powell's trip to China was twofold. Firstly, to try to enlist more help from the Chinese in reining in North Korea's nuclear ambitions, and secondly, trying to persuade Beijing to support the U.S. position on Iraq. At a news conference following his meetings with China's senior leaders, Powell said he was very pleased with Chinese cooperation, adding in unusually glowing terms that U.S.-China relations have gone to what he called a new dimension.
The United States appreciates China's consistent message to the North Koreans that China joins the rest of the world community in expecting Pyongyang to comply with its obligations and its own promises with respect to nuclear weapons. The United States and China share the goal of a diplomatic and peaceful resolution to this problem.
Powell acknowledged that China's preferred diplomatic style is a quiet one, working behind the scenes, and added that he discussed other ideas on North Korea that the U.S. will be pursuing with the Chinese, but he would give no further details. On the Iraq issue, Powell arrived in Beijing hoping to persuade the Chinese not to use their veto in the U.N. Security Council when a second resolution on Iraq is tabled this week. He said he'd discussed with the Chinese leaders the need to take action in the near future, and said the U.S. was working closely with China to make sure Iraq could not continue to threaten international security.
I hope that after the resolution has been presented and they've had a chance to study it, and we see what happens over the next couple of weeks with respect to reports that we're expecting from the chief inspectors, Dr. Blix and Dr. Alberdi, when all of that has been dealt with, then each member of the Security Council will have to make their own judgment as to whether or not Iraq is complying, and if Iraq is not complying, what appropriate action should be. And I'm quite sure that China will approach that matter with the same seriousness that it has approached this entire situation from the beginning.
Many regional analysts in Asia believe China will not use its veto on the second resolution. They say Beijing doesn't necessarily like the U.S. leading military action against another country, but that China will not risk its newfound friendship with Washington over a country in which it has little interest. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.